You're listening to Bay Baltimore, a sometimes city-specific pop culture podcast recorded in a quiet neighborhood in Baltimore. A quick note, many folks responded to the Juneteenth episode, and I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to my little show. This has been an ever-changing hobby of mine since February, and I appreciate your feedback and support. Now, let's get to today's episode, shall we? Today, I want to talk about plus-size fashion and share some tips I wish more women with wide hips or whose size touch would have told me growing up. So, I wear between a size 16 and 18 in clothes depending on the material and the fit of the garment. And like most people, I was smaller in high school and college than I am right now. But I never wore anything smaller than a size 14 as an adult. When I got my first job in the nonprofit world, I was 24. And I feel like it took me a long time to figure out what office clothing looked good on me. Until that point, my internships and contracts, or the contracts that I took, never had a dress code. It was just go there, do the work, wear whatever you want. And what I typically wanted to wear was a t-shirt and some kind of jeans, hoodie, and sneakers. Side note, in the business world, as you enter the business world, if you are a new graduate and you're entering the business world, the terms business attire and business casual are hilarious because they're totally subjective. If your employee handbook doesn't explicitly ban a piece of clothing or shoe, wear it. Somebody will say something. But like, if it's not explicit, just mind your business and do you. Anyway, in my early working experience, after much trial and error and pretty much looking like a lawyer from the 80s or an 80s TV show, I found my comfortable work style. And it turns out pencil skirts, any old blouse or basic tee, fit and flare dresses, or anything really cinched at the waist, cardigans, of course, and fitted pants / pantsuits, depending on the occasion, look best on me. I like to mix patterns and wear little cute scarves, and I never really shy away from wearing bold colors. It's not my personality. I like to wear vibrant colors. Regarding jewelry, pearls and gold bracelets, necklaces, and earrings are my go-to accessories. Though I'm average height, dress pants and I have always had a complicated relationship because they are usually too long. And let's face it, I keep threatening that I'm going to go and get those pants hemmed. You know I'm never going to do it. So I usually just wear fitted capris and skirts for my 9-to-5. In the evenings or after 5, body cons are my go-to. I'm sure I just described nearly every variation of a party dress you can find on Instagram or Fashion Nova. I know, all right? But I learned that with the right material, pattern, length, and undergarments, body cons always look good on me. I don't like how my arms look in some tops and dresses, so I always look for bodycons with quarter length sleeves, or at least, you know, some cap sleeves are acceptable, but by and large I tend to go with the quarter length. And I always hate wearing spandex because they're awful, so I usually buy the bodycon one dress size up and wear a tummy control high waist panty and a good bra, basically. I prefer that everything remain in its proper place, if you will. And I don't like a lot of movement, you know? That works pretty well for me. In the end, though, not everything in your size will flatter your unique shape. It's about what makes you feel good, and it may take you some time to figure that out. So just embrace the journey. I like being comfortable. That's it, really. So I'm going to a bunch of festivals this summer, and the one I'm most excited about is the one I haven't been to before, and that's Afropunk NYC, and that's in August. And before that, I'll be at AFRAM, which is earlier in the in August, and then Artscape, which is mid-July, I think. Something like that. Anyway, you know it's going to be hot at each and every one of those outdoor events. And though I want to be cute, I also don't want to be miserable. So this summer, I have decided to embrace biker shorts, or bike shorts, I guess. A cute top and fly accessories. So glasses, caps, bangles, dangly earrings, and tennis shoes, sneakers. Anyhow, you know, thick thighs save lives, but like most superheroes, my thighs rub together, which could be a problem when I wear short shorts or, you know, skirts and things like that in the summertime. So I tend to prefer to wear high waist Bermuda shorts instead of like sexy cutoffs, unless I'm on the beach or I just feel like it. And when I do feel like it, I always put on like a thick body butter, like shea butter. Shea butter is my go-to, like a shea butter castor oil mix, to avoid chafing. Plus, it's, you know, that combination is just a good moisturizer for your whole body anyhow, your hair, all of that stuff. So, but just like a good little tip, you know, it happens. You have thighs, so, you know, keep them moisturized. Keep your skin moisturized. Yeah, just keep it together. So, in the final analysis, you can wear whatever you want, whenever you want. It's your body. If you find yourself in a situation where you want to dress a certain way, or you are required to, and you want style advice from someone who wears a similar size as you, you know, there are bloggers out there. For me, I have been paying attention lately to three bloggers in particular. Their style isn't necessarily, my style, but aspects of the things that they wear are a part of my wardrobe. So I'm gonna just go through them really quickly. So the first one is Gabby Fresh, which many people know about through her swimsuit line. Last year she had a swimsuit line through Swimsuits for All, and she has another one this year. It's just a slight update. She also opened a store last year. It's an online store, and I think it's in partner. Well, I think she has a brick and mortar in California, but it's. She has an online retail store called Prem, and that's PREMME. And you know, if that's your thing, you know, pick up a few items from there. Like I said, her style doesn't necessarily match mine, but aspects of, you know, the things that she wears, I appreciate. And she makes a good swimsuit, or at least the people that she works with. She has a good eye for what looks good on thick girls and or thick women, and you know, I have a swimsuit from her and I like it. Duh. The next person I want to talk about is Amaruchi Ukachu, and Amaruchi is spelled Amaruchi, and Ukachu is Ukachu. And I believe she has a line with Fashion to Figure. Maybe, don't quote me, go online to Fashion to Figure and find that out. I'm Aruchi Akachu. She is from an African country. I think it's North African, but I've forgotten it. I'm sure when you Google it, you'll figure that out. She primarily blogs, though. Like, I don't know when she moved to the States, but she definitely blogs from New Orleans. And so I don't know if because she lives in New Orleans, this is a part of her style, but she's definitely into a lot of prints, a lot of florals, which I appreciate. I love a good floral print. So yeah, like I said, like just like Gabby, I'm not into everything that she wears, but like there are aspects of what she wears that I really appreciate. So yeah, take some time to get into her. And then the last person I want to talk about, I recently got into, and her name is Regina Nagrao, and you spell her name R-A-G-I-N-I, new word N-A-G, new word R-A-O. And she's pretty interesting to me. Her style is like kind of retro, but it's like inspired by her culture. She's Indian. So there are aspects of her Indian culture that are interspersed in her wardrobe. And yeah, she takes some the pictures that I really like her because she's one of the few bloggers that will take a picture in like, you know, her undergarments, like her bra and panties, and not look perfect and be totally fine with it. You know, it's like you go online and you'll go to a store and like an online shop and you'll look at somebody in clothes, and they're clearly like a size, you know, you scroll down to the bottom and, you know, you look at a piece of clothing and it'll say, for the details, it'll say model is a 2X, model is 3X or whatever. And, you know, but they'll be posed in such a way that there are not roles where there ought to be, if that makes any sense to you. Because your natural body, you have curves and dips and all of that, and so they're standing in such a way that you don't see all the imperfections that you would see on you or me. But you don't get that with Regina. She gives it to you raw and she's happy with herself, and I love that. Gabby is happy. I don't know if you're a girl. Anyway, Gabby is happy with herself. And everybody that I mentioned is happy with himself. And I appreciate that because for so long I fought how I looked. I did very much buy pants that were too small for me and say, I'm going to lose weight to try to get in them and never get into them. And then I just get sad, or, you know, got too big for a piece of clothing and, you know, didn't want to let it go and said I was going to lose weight, or tried to put it on and was uncomfortable the whole time. So yeah, I'm finally in a place where I'm like, if I don't feel good in it, I'm not wearing it. I don't care if it used to be my favorite. I'm not doing it. And so, like, I just want to share some of the things that I've learned over the years, and I'm still learning about myself with you and whomever needs this. Because, yeah, somebody shared things with me, so I want to share things with you. Okay? So that's it. Be sure to visit baebaltimore.weebly.com. That's B-A-E, baltimore.weebly.com, to follow my randomness. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.